Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We got it now. Excellent job by the crack staff of producers here to run down some audio that I think is going to make this segment really pop, guys. You know, it's the guys all behind right. the scenes here.
Did you say crack staff or cracked staff?
Cracked out?
No, not cracked out, but just mentally cracked a little bit.
Aren't we all? Let's be real.
On crack?
No, my goodness. I'm mentally destroyed, Jeff. There's nothing left up here. There's a couple marbles that clink into each other.
So often. We've got some of the talking heads from Sunday putting their two cents into the Garrett situation. We do have now, this has just come over from Cleveland, Freddie Kitchens moments ago. Just listen to the question and answer here. The Browns coach relitigating the Myles Garrett affair.
Myles is really being portrayed as kind of a villain in this whole thing. And I know you don't condone that behavior, but in any way, do you feel like he was provoked?
Everybody here saw the tape. I'm just here to support. I'll support Myles. Our team will support Myles, but I'm not going to get into that. But you saw the tape.
Good answer.
Yeah, because you could easily take that like he's not supporting him. He said, everyone right. saw the tape of my player swinging a helmet at the other guy. I'm not going to defend him here. I think that's a perfect answer.
Oh, I think it's the worst.
And of course you would think it's the worst.
And for Browns fans, you can look at it as like, oh, of course, because he got kicked, and that's why he was
fired I think that's what Kitchens was going for there. He is currying favor. He's pandering, Chris.
But that's what's the beauty of it. You could go either way.
I'm choosing to believe that Freddie Kitchens, an honorable man, is towing the line that the entire Browns organization towed after the game, and that's condemning the actions of Myles
Garrett.
This
is not an incident where you tow the line. You come right out and say what Myles Garrett did was unacceptable.
He can't poison his room like that.
That's what Baker Mayfield said.
He can't keep publicly burying the guy. There has to be a point where you stop.
Why? He's not going to see him. By the time Myles Garrett's reinstated, Freddie Kitchens is going to be on TV. He's not going to be the coach of the Browns
anymore.
There's an
appeal going on. Probably to try to get that suspension reduced to a finite number
of
games.
That appeal is only going to... Yes, you just said it. I didn't think you were going to be smart enough to bring that up today. Is that they're going to just come up with a number instead of indefinite. And I don't think that number is going to be fewer than
six.
The games remaining. Yeah. I think maybe he's cleared to come back for minicamp and training camp.
If he was suspended for six games and then they somehow rallied without him and made the playoffs, would he be playoff eligible then?
No.
I'm actually curious.
They would say six and
the postseason.
So you guys did not hear that and think that Kitchens feels the characterization that's out there of Garrett is unfair?
When I heard it, having heard a lot of this stuff, I thought that is beautifully worded.
Yep.
Because the Browns fans can take it one way, and the people that are living
so
in reality can take it another way.
If that was really the point, somebody had to give Kitchens that answer. That had to be a planted question. Because Freddie's not smart enough.
It doesn't have to be planted. It could be like, hey, this is going to be coming. So have your answer ready.
I think Freddie's smart enough to play that game down the middle like that. And to say something that is very deliberately... able to be taken either way.
Okay. So that's
Kitchens. You have chosen to take it negatively.
Yeah, I think he's trying to tacitly blame Mason Rudolph for what happened there, but that's just me.
I love how calm Chris is today. Like, he's the sitting back voice of reason.
Rex Ryan now.
Got my Earl Grey.
Now, let's
Jeff.
Give a little bit of history here on Rex Ryan. He gets into it earlier in the year with Baker Mayfield. Chris, you're the Baker Mayfield historian and expert, so you might be able to paraphrase this better. Ryan ripped Mayfield. And Baker said something like, this is why you're on TV and not coaching.
Correct.
And then the Browns lost, and Rex Ryan showed up the next day with a brown jacket and orange tie on, which I loved. A great troll job.
Best foot forward, no doubt, with that one.
And this is a guy that, even when he was a coach, was unfiltered. This is Rex Ryan now on ESPN, I believe. This is what he thought of the Myles Garrett situation.
I'm an NFL lifer. My whole family's NFL from jump, 50 years of it. I've never seen anything like it on this field. I love physical football. But this thing right here, there's nothing physical about it. This is an assault. This is ridiculous. And to me, I used to tell my players all the time, I don't believe in fighting. I said, if I want a fighter, I'll go to a gym and grab some boxer or whatever. So you want to impress me? You do it with your pads and you be physical.
Yeah.
This is one of the finest players in the league. But I'm going to tell you right now, this is not acceptable. I don't care who he is, how good he is.
Yes.
And for him to be appealing this, what, are you out of your mind?
Jeff, grade that performance by Ryan.
Well,
like
done.
It, don't like
I,
it?
I liked it, yeah. I liked it. I love how he threw my family's been in the game for a while.
His dad punched out another coach on the field.
I was just
going
to say, you took my thunder there. I don't like fighting except when my dad tries to sock that moron, Kevin Gilbride.
So for him to say that, given his family history.
Oh.
This is a guy that's made a mockery of football by dressing up as his brother for a press conference. Like, Rex Ryan doesn't take himself seriously. He called it assault. And he's right. That was assault with a deadly weapon.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I'm going to come up here and defend this. I think you'd be doing the ultimate in hot takery, or you'd just be like a Browns fan who just cannot come to grips with reality if you were going to try to put it any other way. What I don't like about what Rex Ryan does not display like a good command of there, though, is why an appeal has to happen from Myles Garrett. Even if, like, deep down Myles Garrett knows that what he did is reprehensible, you've got to get a cap number of games on this. You have to get a finite point put on this. You can't let yourself twist in the wind. I would bet you that his people aren't even going in there, even thinking about Myles Garrett.
And that
playing
appeal's
going to
be on Wednesday.
I bet you his people go in there Wednesday and say, can we have it be 6 in the playoffs if the Browns make it? And then Myles is you know, comes to Roger Goodell on whatever day when the 2020 league year starts and is reinstated into the NFL.
Okay, so that's Rex Ryan. You got one more point on that, Jeff?
No, I was just going to say, don't you feel, though, that players get pressure to appeal everything?
Well, that's,
even if
I
they
think
know
they,
they're
I think
wrong?
They need to. I think that's why, like, when Vonta, we had this discussion every time Burfict would do something ugly to another player, just like Garrett to Rudolph, another player, I'd grit my teeth as a guy who's in a union who believes in the concept and say, they've got to do it. Especially for Garrett, by the way, who's got a bunch of personal fouls, but, like, does not have still the reputation Burfict had of like a total loose cannon.
You're listening to Pony and Muller presented by Chafin Luhana Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. Jeff in studio with us here. Okay, one more. This is Fox now. Michael Strahan and Jimmy Johnson. Now, they had the game. They also had the Browns put the kibosh on a Myles Garrett interview yesterday. Did you guys hear about this? Jay Glazer was driving to the airport. He had confirmed an interview with Garrett, and then Browns PR said no.
Wow.
Interesting. I think Garrett would have come off pretty well.
I think they didn't want.
I think he's a pretty well.
My guess is
guy.
They felt like maybe Garrett would incriminate himself and just take complete blame, and that would be used against him in the appeal. I don't know, but anyways, it got shot down.
Okay.
So I wanted to give you the full, all the cards on the table. This is Michael Strahan, Howie Long, and Jimmy Johnson on the Myles Garrett situation.
This kid's into paleontology. He's a poet. You know, people, when they brought Odell Beckham to the team, it's like, well, how are you going to fit in with him and Baker and Landry? He said, I'm just different. He's been known to be a different type of guy. On the football field, it is a different mentality, and I've been there. I've hit somebody in the head with a helmet.
Yeah.
I'll flat out say it in practice. Scott Gregg, we got into it. Afterwards, I felt horrible. I realized I could
really hurt. Does that define you?
Yeah. No, it does not define me. But if you haven't been in that situation, you don't understand. And he's not right by what he did.
No.
Right, I was not right by what I did.
No.
But what I can say is it does not define me, because that's not who I am. But we're in a culture called the cancel culture. And it's the internet, right. You know? Something happens, cancel him. Get him out of here. Let him go.
He should never play again.
Right. He should never play again. The most ridiculous thing, because what he did was wrong. Nobody's not saying it wasn't. But this is a kid. Cannot cancel. This is not define who he is for the rest of his career.
You know, let's make this clear. We're not defending Garrett.
No.
It was wrong. But, hey, in 40 years of coaching, numerous times I saw this happen on the practice field, preseason games. So it's not an isolated incident. Now, as a coach, you know, there's a couple of culprits in this thing besides Garrett. You know, the quarterback, he was twisting and turning on that helmet. We don't know what was said down in that, you know, Paley. You know, and then he goes after
and that
after
could come
Garrett.
Out later.
You know, and so, you know, Rudolph, you know, it's Fort Pouncey. And then Kitchens. You know, listen, now, as a coach, an isolated incident, okay. But if it's a pattern, you know, the most penalized team in the league, the most suspensions in the league. So there's a lot of people were wrong on that particular incident.
Jeff Colpert, Mason Rudolph, and Marquise Pouncey. That's Jimmy Johnson's take. You agree? Culprit.
No, I don't. Pouncey's sticking up for his teammate, and Rudolph's trying to get out of that situation. That's as big as garbage from NFL lifers that are trying to put an excuse on something horrible.
I mean, Garrett hasn't said that anything was said to him. He said, I snapped. So I would think once he says...
Wouldn't you think that he would have said that, hey, Rudolph said this to me?
I think we all, yeah,
or
we all know.
Or leak it to a favorite media personality from ESPN, yeah. You know, or somebody
no
like that.
No one else heard that.
And Michael Strahan is a sellout.
Yep.
What a sellout this guy is. He's just going to take the road, the easiest road here. He's with Good Morning America. He's getting paid by a million people. He's just going to say the thing that puts him in the best spot with his corporate friends at Fox. That was total garbage. I don't care about his paleontology. You're trying to make Myles Garrett out to be this sophisticated, well-rounded person? He almost killed someone.
I mean, it sounds like he actually is that, but he also happens to be a sophisticated, well-rounded person who tried to kill a guy with his own helmet. He's like doing the Happy Gilmore joke in real life, though. I mean, when I look at like...
What does cancel culture have to do with almost killing a man on the football field?
It doesn't. I'm not defending it. I'm not.
Yeah, those are stupid comments. I mean,
like, I think you can. I think you probably don't need to. What Strahan said, like, just all the features I had read, and I had read more than one about Garrett, just randomly because people had decided to write about how unusual this number one overall pick physical freak is. I had heard, like, yeah, he's not kind of a normal football steakhead sort of guy. That doesn't change the fact that he lost his mind.
What? Oh, you can't participate in criminal activity because you like reading poetry. Oh, all bets are off. The guy likes Frost. He would never do such a thing. Yeah, that's
a ridiculous
point.
We know which road
point.
He took.
Here's Jeremy Fowler.
Two roads diverged in the wood.
This just in now, too, that the Garrett people in the Browns organization are going into this meeting, and they are going to make a big point of Rudolph making contact with Garrett's groin. That the contact to Garrett's groin is now critical. It is a critical area of this investigation. Do you agree, Jeff?
No, because, again, it all started with Garrett.
Let's say that for all the – and Chris has done a masterful job here of removing his brown and orange glasses to have this discussion. Let's say that Garrett never snaps, okay? Rudolph trying to take off Garrett's helmet and then kicking him near the groin to get Garrett off of him.
Yep.
If that happens in a vacuum, what is the reaction around the league?
I bet you Rudolph gets suspended for a game.
What? You've got to be kidding me. No, if that happens...
I think it's fines.
Not even.
Yeah.
You don't think he at least gets fined? If it's like proven that he could definitively have kicked him in the groin, or if you're saying it's the exact kick and everything else that actually took place, then I'll say no suspension but a fine.
I'm saying maybe Garrett gets fined for a late hit that didn't get flagged. And just to even it out, maybe they do give a slap on the wrist flag. But that whole exchange or encounter, that on its own is not like a heinous or dangerous or disgusting act. It's what happened after it.
Well, it's a chippy act, and then what happens after it is everyone.
But if you're a quarterback with a 200, if you're a quarterback and a 270-pound man just bear hugged you to the ground after the play, you're just going to sit there and take it?
I don't know what. I'm not a 240-pound quarterback, so I don't know what I would do.
Yeah, he got hit. You're right. I thought it was late. It was just a little token screen pass.
Why is Garrett taking him down? The game's over. They already won. The game was won.
Rivals. Isn't that what you do? My God, we celebrated this kind of, not the actual helmet swing, but the brutality of Steelers-Ravens when Ryan Clark basically kills McGahee. This is what people love. This is what you sign up for. Like, that is the lot. Him going.
Hits. That's
no, no,
what
no.
we sign up for. That's
yes,
what we want to watch.
Some
late
people
hits.
Love watching that. My God, how many people when we took calls on this show would say they're putting skirts on them?
That's not
Lambert,
a skirt play.
I'm not talking about the helmet swinging.
No, I'm talking about.
You don't think people love late hits and you don't think people love violence, and you don't think that Myles
That's
Garrett swinging his helmet is the logical extreme of what people want to see.
Fans love big hits.
Fans love the hits that lead to guys like Deontay Johnson having blood trickling out of their... People love that. People have evolved.
They're not the Neanderthals
that they used to be. I think you are very much underestimating your audience here and their capacity for bloodlust.
So you think that if... Terrell Edmonds had knocked Odell Beckham Jr. out like that. The fans here would be loving it.
I'd be getting tweets from people with screen names like Latrobe, you know, 1976, saying, that's how they should do it. Jack Lambert smiling up and catanning at the ranch.
They know where he lives?
Starkey's talked about that all the time, that he lives on some, like, big property up in Catanning.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, guys.
For participating in that.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming 420 on Hulu.